looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
So what would I be doing in the town square of Lexington, North Carolina, where I've never done my show before? You can hear the traffic. I look across, there's the Davidson County Courthouse. I'm in North Carolina. This is, some argue now that this is the barbecue capital of the world. The stage is set here, beautiful shade, the perfect bee blend coffee shop. And I am with my good buddy Kevin, and wait till you hear his story. Kevin, I've been wanting to get you on this show for a long time. We showcase on Truth Talk a lot of people's testimonies, how God has transformed their life and how God's using them. You're a businessman, a cancer survivor, a serious ball player. You have a wonderful testimony. You're a North Carolina transplant through Ohio, which you still think Cleveland, Ohio is God's country.
Yes, sir.
If I ask you this question, who is Kevin Mallory? How would you answer that question?
Well, first of all, just a child of God. You know, bonded by God, blessed by God, directed by God. I mean, that's first and foremost. I want that to be my testimony. Not a business owner, not a father, not a, you know, all those things are great. But first and foremost, people to recognize that he's got God in him.
Amen. Well, I met you on the basketball court. Is that not the best place to meet people? Talk to me.
It's a great place. Actually, it's a great place for men to drop barriers and meet each other, because many times it's hard for men to relate to each other on a conversational level. But if you can be bonded by sports or basketball, as we were, it's a lot easier to open up a conversation to talk about real substance like God and our faith.
Well, you're one of the most fascinating people I've ever met. You have an amazing business. Tell everyone the name of your business. It's a molding company, right? But you guys have grown like crazy. God's really blessed.
Yeah, we 2.5 years ago, we bought Lexington Molding Company down here in Lexington. Actually, we call it North Carolina Molding. And it's been a great blessing for us. We've grown the business. We've tripled the business over 2.5 years. We've hired 40 new employees. So we're using it as truly a ministry to reach people, to change people's lives, empower people. We have a whole concept is it's work family. You know, everybody is family here. We treat them like family. And it's really shown and kind of paid it forward. And we've been very successful by that.
Awesome. And so molding, that means frames and things of that. So when people go home and they look up at that cool family picture, someone like you made that mold, right?
That's right. We do all picture frame molding and also architectural molding. So if you look around your house, your base trim, your crown, your chair rails, those type of things, we do that also.
And I've been through your shop. It's amazing. It's just all the handcrafted, the machines. There's a ton of wood. There's a ton of wood chips and wood shavings and everything everywhere. But you're a wholesaler. I mean, I didn't buy a frame from you, but you supply the big people that sell them, right?
That's correct. We actually make the molding itself. It is also, we would then send it to a manufacturer that would actually assemble the frame, whether it be ready-made or custom framed. A lot of times you go online and just order, send a picture in, pick out your frame kind, your mat, and they would send it to you. Those would be ours.
But as you were coming to North Carolina, you got a diagnosis, the C word, cancer. You're a relatively young man. Great basketball player. You've got the quick release on the three-pointer. I'm 6'7". I can't even get out there to block that thing. It's so quick. But you got a diagnosis. Talk about that. First of all, tell us how you came to know Christ. And then I want to hear about this battle as a father and as a husband that, you know, could have taken you to heaven a lot sooner than you had thought.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a Christian home, but I as all of us, we all come to a point in time where we have to make a decision whether we're going to follow Christ. You know, I accepted Christ at a young age. But then I said, you get to your 15, 16, 17-year-old where you really understand the faith and what Jesus did for us. And I made that commitment, and I followed Christ my whole life. As for the cancer word, I was diagnosed with cancer 2.5 years ago, right when we were trying to buy the company in North Carolina. I met with my business partner, who's also a strong Christian man, and walked up to him and said, hey, this is what I've been diagnosed with. I have cancer. If you want out, we can pull the plug on this. Or if you want in, I'm in. We can go full throttle. But that was a interesting stage of life, because when you cross that bridge of staring possibly death in the face, not knowing what was going to happen, not knowing what the outcome would be. I was diagnosed at stage 3 cancer, and it really rocked our family. It made a lot of uncertainty, but getting on my knees and praying to God that you got this. It's your control, not mine. I'm not going to be defined by cancer. We're going to go forward and look to buy this company. I kept playing basketball during that whole phase. And people couldn't believe it, said, well, why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you just crawling in a hole and waiting to see what would happen? Because cancer isn't me. Cancer is just something I've been afflicted with, and I'm going to give it to God. And if God wants to cure me of this, great. And if he doesn't and it's my time, then I know my soul was secure. And that's a lot easier place to live when you know your soul's secure than someone that has no faith, that has nothing, not bonded in Christ. I mean, I could imagine going through that, facing death possibly, and not knowing where I might be going.
Wow. What's your word out there to folks fighting cancer right now? And how did God heal you? How did that story take us to current present day, a couple years later?
Well, I had to go through 6 rounds of chemotherapy. And then in that process, after round 4, we actually closed down the business in North Carolina. I moved here and kind of drove back and forth to Ohio for treatments. I did my last treatment, had my scan, and I still had cancer. Wow. There was still one location, so it didn't actually solve that problem. The one place was one of my lymph nodes, and I went to a surgeon and said, cut it out. Go remove it. Just cut that lymph node out. I don't need it. We got plenty in my body. So they cut the lymph node out. A month later, had another scan, and I was cancer-free.
Wow.
So it's the leap of faith. It's the trust, and have trust in God, have trust in what he's going to do to deliver me. And I just gave it all to him. So anybody that has cancer, you're not defined by it. Cancer will not be your demise. Give it to God. Trust in the Lord to give you that direction and give you the strength to endure it. And then rally around your wife and your family and all those people. You wouldn't believe the support I had from other Christian friends that were praying for me. I mean, I had my old pastor actually put a prayer on the Wailing Wall in Israel for me healing.
Wow.
So just amazing stuff, the power of prayer.
I first heard that whole story with a bunch of guys in a gym. We were playing basketball, and you graciously shared your faith and invited guys to receive Christ, and I know a bunch did. And now God's using basketball as a way for you to share Christ even more. So besides being an entrepreneur and a family man and a successful businessman, which you're using that platform for the gospel, tell everyone what you're doing. I think last night we had to be 40 or 50 guys. What was it?
About 65. So.
65 guys in one gym, and where you go to church, actually. But the pastors have been gracious, Parker and the team, to allow you all to use that. Guys are coming in that would never maybe go to church, but they'll come to a gym, and you're sharing Christ.
So, you know, the move to North Carolina doesn't mean my serving in the church and the ministry stops. In Ohio, I did lots of things through the church. I ran a basketball ministry in Ohio. So I felt compelled that God was putting on my heart to start a basketball ministry at Elevation Church in Winston-Salem. So fortunately, they ended up purchasing the YMCA downtown Winston-Salem. It had 3 courts. I approached the leadership and said, I want to start a ministry. And we've been doing it now for 2.5 months. We're averaging 60 to 70 guys a week. We have probably over 150 guys in the ministry circulation, and we're using it for an outreach, bonded basketball, bonded by Christ. I mean, that's the true answer to what we're doing.
And there's a big 2XL orange and black jersey reversible that you gave me, and there's a box of them, and you just are giving these to guys. And if you're ever in Winston-Salem on a Thursday night, come play ball with Kevin. And I might be there. I'm getting too old, though, Kevin. I don't know. My jumper's not working like it used to.
We're both getting old, man. I feel you. But no, the bottom line is, it's all for God. We do everything for God's glory, whether it be on the court, whether it be walking down the street, whether it be working in your job. That's what we're trying to build, and we're building a collective of men that typically are the forgotten group of men in the church or in our society. That 20 to 40 year old man doesn't really have that network of strong friends and Christians. This is a way to create new friendships, create new bonds, and then hopefully give them the good word.
Thanks for sharing some of your story and your testimony. Kevin Mallory, North Carolina Molding, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And he loves Jesus, and he's been gracious to share his testimony. And everyone out there, you've got a gift. You've got skills. It could be your painting. It could be you're good at telling stories. It could be you're a good writer. Whatever that skill is, use it for God's glory and use it. God's giving you that gift, just like you, Kevin, to tell the good news of Jesus while we still have time.
That's exactly right. I mean, God gives us our spiritual gifts. He wants us to use them. Doesn't wait for you. It's up to you to tap into those and do things, everything for the kingdom. I mean, everything we do is for the kingdom.
And he kept you around a little longer from this cancer thing so you could drop buckets and share Jesus with guys and do all kinds of other impact.
Yeah, I just had my 2-year checkup and I'm still cancer free. And so another year, let's keep rolling.
Awesome. Well, I'm Stu. This is Truth Talk. And I'll put a picture of Kevin and me up there on my Instagram, my Facebook, and continue to pray for him. And I hope that you're challenged and encouraged by his story. And I hope you're telling your story at every opportunity because you know what? History is his story. And it's even more than that. It's his story of redeeming God, the rescuer. The Bible is a story of a mission, a rescue mission of God pursuing sinners like Stu and Kevin, like you, wherever you are, to bring you to know Jesus, the only one who can change your life forever, right?
That's right. Only one. Only through Jesus.
I'm in the square of Lexington, North Carolina, Davidson County, sitting at this cool coffee shop, perfect blend coffee shop with my buddy Kevin, celebrating his birthday. We had a little birthday lunch and getting to hear his story. That's the gift you just gave all of us, to hear share a little about Christ.
Fantastic. I appreciate it, Stu.
This is the Truth Network.